Oh yeah, now our first line of coding is Adisha saying Sene yu dung xie jie nam ba mang Tse tse jang chi zang mi xie bè Ngang bè chule oma len ba tar Rangi te pa tang du lang war ji is What? That means Sene yu dung Shijie namba maam is all in it. Lifespan is so short. And Shijie namba maam is there are so many objects to know. Aspect of the object is vast. Everything we try to learn, you can't learn everything. Also, therefore, Shijie namba maam, there are so many things to know. Next, one's own life, measurement of one's own life also, one will not know how long, how much one have, measurement of one's own life. So therefore, therefore, what we have to do is our own, what is the most important objective goal? And then is Rangitapa, is desired goal. That should be, or mainly for that purpose, or that is Tangdulangwarjis. And the Tangdulangwarjim is in Rangi, one's own desirable goal. Or the Tangdulangwam is a Tang, is a voluntary, or joyfully to or do practice. And try to get achieved. As in Ngangbe Chule Oman Lembatar example, or this example is the all certain swans, all certain birds, like on a check, on milk from the water. That means if you mixed some milk to a water on an container of a full of water with some milk, but some birds without drinking all water, they can take the essence of that is the, what they want is the milk part to pick up or take seriously. Or that is the example, or the same way, we should be in our life is so short, and in general, the life of human is short. Special, particular, that doesn't mean oneself, one's own measurement of one's own life when it comes, even much more, never know how long. Also, therefore, whatever you have of your life, what we have, or that is the used for important. Goal or the language departments. Now, what is our own desired goal? Of course, we have so many desired goals. All desired goals, big swimming, big houses, and fame, and praise, etc. Or worldly desired goal. But that is the worldly desired goal is not required spiritual practice. And then you can do as much you can business or cheat or whatever you can do. But worldly desire goal, what any desire goal is to order free from all the misery, suffering, problem. That is one side, negative side. Peace, happiness, and then which is not. On in a couple of times, or one day, or not like that, temporary, lasting, or peace and happiness. Other that is in these two goals. Goals are the our goal. So therefore, removing permanently getting rid of the problems, misery, suffering, or in order to get rid of the cause, on and from the seed, you have to do that has to take a long time, on a gradually. And then also, opposite way, peace and happiness, which is lasting long time, peaceful, permanent, all the peace and happiness, that also requires much, much, a great effort. But effort, and on a hardship, and if we take any kind of hardship, it should be taken there, that is worthwhile. On whatever hardship, or difficulties, hungry, and thirsty, etc., even you have, for that purpose, is it worthwhile. But we have wasted many, many eons to, without anything achievement, to suffer misery, suffering, to burn, and even some health, etc., hot and cold, and hungry, and thirsty. Millions of times we have experienced it. Be done, but nothing for purpose of the our objective goal. So therefore, they all wasted. Also, therefore, so far, our hardships, whatever problems are wasted. So now, one step, wanting to, beneficial, even hardship, difficulties, pain, suffering, worthwhile for doing. For the benefit of one's own goal to others' goal. That I forgot. Now, have to explain Chinese. Yeah? All right. It's okay, too much.
It's okay.
All right, okay.
阿底峡尊者说，这个生命呢是如此的短促，但是呢，我们确实有那么多的事物要学习，在这一生里面。那么另外一方面呢，我们实在啊也不知道这一生究竟有多长，好，因此呢，我们应该要选择这个最重要的事物去努力。那么换句话讲，我们这一生的生命是要为了那些最重要的事物，能令我们得到究竟的快乐的这些事物啊，就好像有一个比喻，有个例子，你讲说这个牛奶跟水啊混在一起，但是呢有一些天鹅，有一些鸟啊，它就能够从这个混浊的这个水跟牛奶里面把这个牛奶啊吸取出来。那么这个意思啊，就是讲说，那么我们要把这个有限的生命去针对最重要的事物，去努力，去用在最重要的事物上面。那么接下来讲说是，好，那么在我们这一生里面，什么是我们最想要达到的目标？什么是对我们而言最重要的事物呢？这里面可以分为两类。第一类是一些所谓的世俗的目标，这些世俗的享乐啊等等这些这个内容。那么这些内容呢，其实整体来讲它是一个负面的目标。那么另外一个目标呢，是一个所谓的终极的目标，这个终极的目标是让我们能够得到究竟的快乐啊，能够这个永远的脱离轮回之苦，这个才是一个所谓正面的或终极的目标。那要达到这个终极的目标，那是需要非常多的努力啊，需要我们非常多的努力。同时呢，在这个过程里面，我们也必须要经历啊很多辛苦、很多折磨、很多障碍。那么，如果这一些辛苦、这些折磨、这些障碍，那么如果只是为了去得到世俗的这个目标的话，那事实上是浪费掉了。反过来讲，如果是为了去 获得终极的目标，也就是说解脱轮回之苦的话，那么这个才是值得的。可是呢，我们仔细去看一看，在我们的这一生里面，我们虽然经历了很多的痛苦，甚至包括在前世我们都经历了很多的痛苦，可是这一些痛苦，这一些折磨，因为都是花在追求世俗目标上面，所以呢它根本是浪费了。那么因此呢，我们要这个从以上的这个阿底峡尊者的这个偈子里面去汲取，就是说要把自己的精力，自己的努力放在追求最终极的目标，也就是放在追求解脱，从轮回里面解脱的这样子的目标上去努力。
OK。Now we have the what text which was next? Yesterday so far we have the do the topics on the banner Lelokana Chukdu Nuba Mise. If we have taken effort, great effort, then one will are able to do or accomplish the emancipation or enlightenment. That has four divisions we had, or the first one, Zunbe Top Jena, Chungjuk To Nuba Sama, means if you have taken effort or the obtainment of the enlightenment, will it or able to do? That is one. Chungju Duba Kajira Gandu Dunga Chataya Mega Soya Rikwa means also one will in the Soya Rikwa means suitable to one bear or patience or bear to whatever hardship for the emancipation, one should be having bear. And then member jabu missing for doctor, best, highest doctor, spiritual doctor, or then Buddha. Choka jambu missing very, very smooth, soft, or then peaceful and gentle teaching through this teaching, but the national soul is huge, great sickness. Soul is he does this kind of through teaching, recovering the great sickness. Therefore, should be also bear any little bit hardship. Now that is three things done. Anyway, right now we have the Thela Dunga Mejing Dewa Jeva Gawali Paos. For doing those things, then on Dunga Mejing actually real and actually suffering, no suffering. Instead of then deva jeva means increasing huge or deva means happiness and peace will increased. Therefore one should be gava rikpa means right to joy, right? That is the fourth one. So therefore that fourth one is right now we are doing that one is the order that is the for that was within or that has the again divisions. Maybe I will not go to all the, that is the 27th and 28th we have on and done, because this the last the all four divisions and Deva Dunga mentioning no suffering and increasing peace and happiness that has four divisions. Lam Rimbalam Lamji Rimbala Minga by Kansala Lucy Mitoja Kavala Kajaji Dunga Meva Minsi. On and when we have not skillful to the practicing the path and to ordinary people, there is losing Mithiva's body and the mind, and unhappy and the unpleasant, many things exist. But Kabbalahs, those who are skillful, one who understands properly and mastery one that, then Kajaj Dungameva, any hardship is not as become like suffering. That is one, that is done. All tena sembachibo kwa nebala kyoe kyume ba minsi. Also, second one is the, sembachibo means the great, or Bodhisattva. Or the great Bodhisattvas have no cause to sorrow or sadness, to abide remaining in the world, because they are so joy to helping to sentient beings in the world. So therefore, no cause. That is. So there's two things. And then, Yunzayatena Lamdobala, Tepa Membala Kabala Shaba, Miss. What that is, the two of them, first two of them, we talked already yesterday. And then, verse 27 and 28, right? Now verse 29. Okay, 29 is the, because those reasons, Bodhisattva Mahayana's practitioner, practicing for the benefit of others, any or kaja or hardship or whatever you do, all of those Bodhisattva's Mahayana's practitioner does. So therefore, these reasons, Lamdabala Tepa Membala Kabalhyas. Bodhisattva is much skillful, much mastery on or practice to the path to enlightenment are much superior than Hinayana practitioner. Tepa Memba Le Kepa Shes. That is explained many times. Mahayana's teaching, Mahayana's practitioner are the much superior than Hinayana practitioner. Hinayana means for one's own emancipation. Working toward to the one's emancipation to practice hardship taking. Mahayana practitioners working toward to the not for one's own emancipation, but benefit of all mother sentient beings, to liberating them from misery and leading to the highest peace, happiness. That is the objective goal. So therefore, it is much, much greater. And it has much more hardship taking, but joyfully taking. So therefore, this is the, today, 39, okay? Linichung Ju Sembaya. Little bit to go for.
刚才讲的这一段呢，一方面是在复习昨天下午曾经讲过的几个重点，那么整体来讲的话，就是说我们基本上是要以这一生有限的时间，要很积极的去努力来达到这个终极的目标，也就是终极的快乐，就是脱离轮回之苦。那昨天下午我们讲到了几个重点，就其中比如讲第一个，说只要自己有心去学习，一定可以成就。那么第二个重点呢，是说在这个学习，在这个练习的过程里面，不可避免的会遭受到各式各样的辛苦，各式各样的挫折，但是呢我们要去承受，要去忍耐，因为这一些辛苦，这些挫折啊，跟这个将来掉到下山道里面去受的那些苦来比较的话，实在是微不足道的，所以要自己要去忍受。那么第三个呢，是这个佛陀的这个教法啊，它是让我们能够从最大的这个苦，这苦也就是轮回之苦啊，从这个苦里面解脱出来啊，这个是佛陀他根据不同的根器的众生所提出来的一系列的一个教法。那么第四点呢，就是在27颂、28颂里面所谈到的这个内容。在27颂里面所谈到的内容是说，我们一般的众生因为不知道怎么样去学佛，因为没有那个正见，这个空性的智慧，所以呢当我们在经历这一些辛苦，经历这一些挫折的时候，我们会觉得非常的难受，而不愿意去承受。但是对于那一些已经成就的佛菩萨而言的话，那因为他们知道怎么样去练习，他们也已经证悟了空性正见，所以呢他们不会觉得这个是什么样的痛苦。那反而是说，这些已经成就的佛菩萨们，他们再回到我们这个娑婆世界，那么因为他们已经成就了，所以呢他们不仅不会感受到这个娑婆世界里面的所有的这些苦难，同时他们会因为他们已经发出来的这个大的菩提心，去利用这一些苦难，利用这一些辛苦啊，来这个成就他们自己。所以这个是昨天我们讲到的几个重点。那么今天开始呢，要讲到，要从第29颂开始。第29颂里面说主要的内容呢，是说我们这个大圣行者，还有这些发大愿的这些菩萨们，他因为他们很有技巧的去学习佛法，他们也有这些智慧去学习佛法，所以呢他们可以达到成就，达到这个最究竟的成就。那么佛教而言的话，这个大圣行者、大圣法的这些菩萨，他们要比那个小圣行者要来的，我们说要来的这个优秀。为什么呢？因为小圣的行者，他主要关怀的是他自己的解脱，但是呢这个大乘的行者或者这些菩萨们，那么他们却是发了大的这个菩提心，他们要为所有的众生的苦难去努力，希望能够让所有的众生都解脱。因此呢，虽然他们在这个娑婆世界或是在修行的过程里面承受了很多的辛苦跟挫折啊，但是因为他们的这个菩提心，所以他们反而能够很喜悦的去接受这一些苦难，这一些挫折，那么甚至呢 去利用这些苦难、这些挫折来达到他们这个所发的愿的这个目的。
Okay. So therefore, now is the verse 29 says the in the Chengju Sam the Yangwen Jitigwa Sachi Ching, Sunam Jazu, Duji Sing, and Duna by Chod, Chorus, or that verse 29, due to the strength of the awakening mind, the Bodhisattva consumes, distributes evils, and harvests an ocean of merits, hence he is said to exalt the Śrīla Prabhupāda. Whether that that verse what is the by power of due to the strength of the awakening mind. Now here is awakening mind. What is the awakening mind? Awakening mind is sometimes Buddha's enlightenment or whatever. This is not any referring that. Chengjub sem is Buddhicitta. What is the Buddhicitta? I have to know. Buddhicitta is the citta is a mind which wants to Buddhahood, enlightenment, as soon as possible to obtain Buddhahood. Why? In order to have all sentient beings as soon as liberate and in obtaining to the emancipation, etc., to lead peace and happiness. So that is the objective goal. So therefore, buddhicitta is the a citta mind which wants to, as soon as possible, Buddha, to wanting to, in order to help to other sentient beings, not for oneself. One Buddha, buddhicitta to wanting to obtain Buddhahood, because Buddha is so high, so I want to highest goal, so then that will be selfish purpose. And then you want to obtain Buddhahood because Buddhas have all kind of complete perfection of the enlightened wisdom or in the compassion and the love and the power and no obstacle or from the point of knowledge, etc., all those things. So therefore, when oneself achieved that goal, then are able to do or much from the point of one's own mind to help to others. Right now, even oneself limited. For example, we have tried to help to just few people to have little limited way help, and that also with mixed with egotistic view or something. Not like that. So therefore, our buddhicitta is the powerful mind which only dedicate for the benefit of others. Okay? So that is the first word, Dini Chengju Sem Topji is or power of the awakening mind or power of buddhicitta. Or that is one who achieved that is Bodhisattva called here. Bodhisattva doesn't mean Buddha, and who is the wanting to obtain Buddha as soon as possible. Okay?
第二十九颂的第一行，这里面讲到了一个概念，这个 awakening mind， 啊，这个觉醒的心。那么这里主要指的是菩提心。那么什么是菩提心呢？刚才可以解释到这个 bodhicitta 的这个意思啊，这个心呢 ，citta 是指的这个是心 mind。那么这个什么样的心呢？就是说，要尽快的来成就自己，来让自己解脱，然后呢去协助所有的众生离苦得乐。那么这样子的一种心呢，就是菩提心，而不是只是为了自己啊，就说这个成就不是只是为了自己。如果说只是为了成就，只是为了自己的利益， 自己的来世或者是永世的利益的话，那就是太自私了。所以呢，为什么要有菩提心呢？因为当我们成就了以后，当我们自己先解脱了以后，我们就可以毫无障碍的去利用各种善巧方便去协助所有的众生，让他们能够获得解脱。那么整体来讲的话，现在因为我们自己本身只有非常有限的知识，还有懂得非常有限的技巧，所以我们没有办法做到这个利益所有的这个众生，帮助他们解脱。我们只能够针对一小部分的人对他们有所协助而已。那么这个是第一行呢、谈到的这个觉醒的心的这个内容。
Okay, so therefore, by power of that kind of mind, and when it becomes searching, creates whatever accumulating negative karmas, whatever you created, all of these can be distorted, making exhausted. All that is sunam jasu duichichins, all the ocean of merit is also each time, one moment, even you collect it. So that is that Buddhist citta has this power. And so therefore, when you think about that, means the earlier, Shanta Deva also says, what are the power of Buddhicitta? Buddhicitta can be all the evils, the negative karmas, all of them, or the many of them can even in a cleared way, purify, like 22nd mission, Dikshinam, Kajikrari, Nyebar, Sakbar, Chiris, or the 22nd mission, today may, do you know 22nd may means the the fire at the end of the aeons, Kaba, that's a Tujita means the end of the aeons, or the, that is according to Buddhism. This on end of these aeons, and then finally world will be, world is like, and our world is like, sometimes appear, sometimes destroyed, or then like thick clouds, sometimes clouds come, sometimes they chased, completely cleared by nothing in the sky, like that way our world is sometimes appear, sometimes goes away. Now, that has, so far you want to say that one, then I want to say for after that.
那么如果我们发了菩提心啊，或者说我们在修行的过程里面发了这个菩提心的话，那么尽管我们过去曾经种了很多的恶因，都能够被彻底的这个净除跟这个消灭掉。那么讲到这一点呢，吉天菩萨他曾经有过类似的说法，他说他问说菩提心的力量啊究竟是什么，那么答案是说它能够除去我们所有的这个恶业，或者除去我们所有的因，也就是讲说当我们所有的这一些恶因恶业都去除了，就好像是这个我们这一个劫啊的最后的这个时刻，那么当我们到达的这个时刻的时候呢，那么事实上所有的这些现象它都变得不是像我们眼睛所能够所看到的那种真实的现象，有的时候它这个一下子消失了，有时候它又出现等等，像这样子的一个情况。换句话讲，也就是说因为我们的这种无明已经消除，那么因此呢我们所能够见到的跟我们现在世俗上面所看到的是很不一样的。
So therefore, according to Buddhism, the world is impermanent and distorted by sometimes this world by fire, sometimes would destroy by water, sometimes would by or wind, etc. This kind of destruction is explained. But how this often appears is the woods, or the destruction of wood by fire much more. Seven times fire destruction happens after another wood destroyed by wind, or like because of water. And then that seven times happen repeating, then by wind, etc. This kind of thing. So therefore, our previous world also destroyed by fire. This time also, this world also at the end will destroyed by fire. Fire means this, our sun, end of the world. That is, this sun become hotter and hotter, and finally seven times hotter than the present sun. And then that will destroy it. What, then mountains, beings, waters, everything, all put into ash and sky empty, or empty eons, in long time you have like this kind. Anyway, that is Abhidhamma explains in detail. So, keep that in mind, or then this fire, destroy it, able to destroy it at the end of the aeon, that's Tindame, or that has the power to destroy animate, inanimate in that world, or the burn. So that is the power showing. Same way, Bodhisattva, when it produce, or Bodhicitta, when Bodhicitta is the sincere, spontaneous, wanting to liberate all sentient beings, travelers, miseries, suffering, all of them, and oneself taking responsibility. For that purpose, one wants to obtain soon enlightenment, right? That's Bodhicitta. So that Bodhicitta has great, great power to smash, destroy many, many negative, sinful actions past created. Because our sinful negative actions based on from the sentient beings, wanting to kill, wanting to steal, wanting to or then cheat, etc. All our huge negative karmas based on our egotistic view created it, to hurt to others directly, indirectly. That made huge pile of the negative karma. If it's visible, of course you can't fit in this world greater than mountain, okay? So that, like mountain, can be destroyed by one powerful mind. Now, Bodhicitta is all sentient beings free, liberating, helping, and their misery, and getting rid of, and to put into peace, at the opposite mind, powerful mind arises. So that has great power to destroy past negative. Okay? Okay, I'm sorry. You understand? Okay.
刚才最后一部分呢，我没有讲得很清楚，那么在这个地方再补充一下。那么这里面主要讲的就是说，这个我们所存在的这个世界，这个世间呢，它是本质是非常无常的。那么在这个过程里面，有的时候是被火，有的时候是被水，有的时候是被风摧毁掉。那么根据这个阿毗达摩的这经典里面所记载的，就是被火摧毁啊，一共有七次，然后呢又被水摧毁了七次，最后又被风摧毁了有七次，就是我们存在的这个世界。那么我们这一劫啊，也会被火所摧毁，最后它的结局是被火摧毁掉。那么这是什么意思呢？就表示说这个太阳啊，现在我们感觉它是很温和的，有的时候虽然稍微有点热，但是整体来讲是很温和的。可是这个到了这一节的末期的时候，太阳会变得越来越热， 好，最后呢它会达到这个热度是现在太阳的热度的7倍。那么在那样子的情况之下，所有的这个世间的这些事物全部都会被摧毁掉，水这个水会被蒸发掉，那么所有的物品呢都会被这个因为水被蒸发所以都会干掉。那么这样子的话，这个是前面讲的说这个所谓的 power， 就是这个太阳的这个热度的这个 power 的意思。那么现在回到这个29颂里面讲到，就是说吉天菩萨讲说这个菩提心呢，它的 power， 它的力量是什么呢？它其实就是像这个在本节之末的这个有7倍热力的这个太阳的这个力量是一样的。也就是讲说，一旦我们发起了这个菩提心，那么它的这个强度，它的这个力量，可以把我们过去因为自己的我见的关系而做的很多的不如法的行为，很多造业的这些行为，那么通通都摧毁掉，通通都净化掉。就好像这个葛西讲说，我们过去啊因为自己的我见而犯的很多的不如法的行为，很多的这些这个坏的这些行为，他所累积的恶业事实上像山一样的大。那么这个山这么大的一个恶业，不是我们任何的一个人的这个心力啊可以去去除的。可是呢这个发了菩提心的菩萨，那么他发愿要让所有的众生解脱，那么这样子的一种大的愿力啊，事实上是可以把这个像山一样大的这一种恶业那么来尽除的。换句话讲，透过佛菩萨的这个菩提心的发起，那么让我们终究能够得到解脱，然后我们也发起菩提心，那么最后就把自己这些恶业像山一样大的这个恶业都完全的尽除。
OK， so therefore that kind of all the simple things in every moment you can or huge mountain of negative karmas will get rid of. So therefore Bodhisattva's quickly enlightenment or obtaining much much better than any ordinary things or Sharapaga, Padiga, Buddha or ordinary being, because Bodhisattva has that power cleaning the all negative things quickly. And also positively, Sunam, next verse is Sunam Jasu Du Chechis. Sunam Jasu Du, Mr. Duba, Mr. collecting all the Sunam, Mr. merits, all the merits, virtues, things, ocean of merits, every moment, all collecting Sunam Jasu Du Chechis. How that collection is there? Of course, again, Bodhisattva said, one is this Bodhicitta with the vow, Bodhisattva vow, that means then, on and off, since you're taking that, then you completely yourself dedicate to the benefit of other sentient beings. Nothing for one's own selfish, nothing. So your body, your merits, virtues, your body action, speech action, mental action, all for benefit of others. Now your body as everything belongs to others, dedicate. So therefore doing that, and because of that the Nibbuddhisattva was even you eat some food, it's not ordinary eating, so food, healthy or strength or not like that. And then Bodhisattva have huge job to do for all benefit of sentient beings. So therefore this maintenance of the body needs some food or drink or sleeping or like that way. Or sometimes walking, etc. Also those things, temporary things also. And then So body's action, ordinary actions also become huge benefit of other sentient beings. Of course, greater than the practice of charity and on the shield morality, etc., samadhi, wisdom, also, of course, ordinary, small, ordinary things also, nothing which is belong, becomes meritorious, beneficial for benefit, sentient beings. So therefore, every movement, meritorious, virtues, how many numbers of sentient beings out there, that number of the merits, Bodhisattva does one each time. Okay? So that is the Shantideva himself said, based on sutras, tene sungbi ni logam, pangme chujang, sunam shuk, jimi cheba tumashi, nanganyamba raptu chungs. Now, what does that mean? From there on, sunam ji shuk means the power of merits. Always without stopping, continuously comes, whether ni logams, whether sleeping, ni logam, and walking, etc., whatever, the next one is ni logam, pang me chu jang sun lang shu, pa me pa me se, usually looks like, less conscientiousness, just walking and doing and talking, etc., looks like those, usually pa me pa me. No, like, but the Bodhisattva, when you do those things, even they also become meritorious. Pangme chujang, sunam shuk, or even you do those things, sunam jishuk, power of meritorious will continue doing it without stopping. Alright? Nanganyam barabdu chung, like space, or like out there, sentient beings, how many under the space, sentient beings, that number of the merits, you know, increased. So that is the Sunam Jadu Duche series, Duba means collecting. Okay?
那么因为这些佛菩萨们这些大的修行者们他们发的菩提心，所以呢他们能够很快的这个净除他们自己像山一样的这些恶业，也因此他们能够比一般的众生更快速的能够成就，那么成就了以后呢，他们就能够利用各种的方便去利益众生。那么这样子的这种情形，尤其是当这一些大修行者他们在练习的过程里面受了菩萨戒，利用或者接受这一些各种的戒律，从身口意三方面，他们事实上都是每一刻都在利益众生。 即使是吃东西，喝水等等这些日常生活里面的这些行为，那么对他们来讲，不仅是必要的，因为能够支持他们的身体，让他们去利益众生，同时呢，更重要的是说，他们可以利用这一些活动，能够在这个过程里面去利益无数的众生。 那么葛西刚刚讲过，就是由于这一些菩萨们他们的菩提心的这个发起，所以在每一个片刻，那么他们做的任何的事情，都是在积聚资粮，都是在利益众生。那么这个虚空中有多少数目的众生呢？那么他们每一片刻就会积聚多少这个资粮跟这个利益。那么同样的。 这个吉天菩萨也有类似的说法，就是说这个发了愿的这些菩萨们，他们事实上每一刻每一分每一秒，他们做的任何的事情，尽管在从世俗的眼中看来似乎是不是很妥切的行为，但是他们都能够利用这样子的这一些过程。
Well, here, what we usually, our own usually, on eating food, drinking, and walking, on whatever you do, pleasurable or something, any of those things fall out of egotistic view, attached to one's own body, etc. So therefore, all strength of body, and beauty of body, and many things for one's own attachment under the power of that, we will do all activities. And then that has no merits, maybe most of them are negative way. And then, but Bodhisattva's opposite way, what, as I said. But we can little bit copy that, you know, sometimes when you serious practitioner. And then, at that time, your thinking, and then my life is most precious. This life should not be wasted. And also this life, as long as I am able to keep, should be kept. No purpose of not for negative karma, create malice or something. I want to happiness, peace, or emancipation, enlightenment, and support those purposes as much spent in life thinking that way. For that purpose, lifespan means only mind can stay. Mind has a boat or house like this body. Body is earthly body. It requires food, drink, protection, and maintenance, etc. For therefore, I will drink, I will eat, I will go sleep, I will walk. Then huge merit will increase. Okay? Those also dharma.
那么在日常生活里面的这一些吃喝玩乐的这一些行为啊，如果呢它只是基于我见或基于自己的执着，只是为了满足自己的欲望，那么它可以说没有任何的功德可言，反而是这个造成恶业的一个根源。但是反过来讲，如果这一些行为从一个佛菩萨的这个角度来讲，他是为了利益所有的众生，那么对他而言，这些行为不仅不是这个恶业的根源了，反而是他这个积聚资粮还有造功德的一个主要的机会跟过程。所以呢，从这样子的一个角度来讲，我们从这个日常生活修行的这个角度来讲，那么我们每一个动作，这些吃喝玩乐的动作，都应该要想到这个我们是要为了紧速的成就，进而去利益所有的众生，这样子的一个角度，或者说这样子的一个目的。那么如果是能够从这样子的一个发心去做这些行为的话，那么这个就会有更大的利益。
Okay, so because of those reasons, Nyandun number Chotu Shabs, Bodhisattva, Mahayana's practitioner, is much, much superior. Nyandu means Shurapagas, Patigapur, that's Hinayana followers. All those in the much in order to have the charm is superior from what point of superiority, in order to or get the or path to enlightenment is much quicker, much much superior, much much higher. Okay.
Options. 那二十九颂的最后一行就讲到，如果说大乘的行者，那么他因为发了很大的菩提心，要尽快的自己成就，而后去替或协助所有的众生解脱，那么这样子的话，他在这个成佛的这个速度上面，就要比这个小乘的行者，这些声闻乘或者缘觉乘的这些行者要来的快速的多。所以在最后这一行里面讲说，这个 这些发菩提心的这个大乘行者，他们要声闻这个行者要来的优越，这个优越的意思就是他们成佛的这个时间要短得多，速度要快得多。
Okay, so now that's good. Now the fourth the topic is therefore Simbhajjubala Jirubala Mirikpams. Therefore should not be laziness to do practice Buddhisattvas, the conduct or activity. We try to, should be stopping, try to Buddhicitta and Buddhisattva's way of doing and everything, true to that, whatever you have, and should not be jilupa mija, mirikness. It's not right to lazy, and I can't do, I'm not able to do, etc. Or many, many excuses should not do. Okay, that is saying. That is the fourth. And the topic for that is the verse 30, saying, and then Shanta Deva says, Teve, Jonga, Gun, Seve, Chengchub, Semke, Tashine. Then, Devara, Dol, Semshi, Sushi, Yilu, Chubus. Order, that is the, and then saying, therefore, therefore, feeling of the mind in the sadness, sorrowness to hardship, and the body and those are the feeling of tiresome hardship, and that way to this kind of feeling. This is the yunga gun sewa, killed way of feeling. Mentally or joy that is doing to something very great, worthwhile, beneficial to others, or in a hardship doing, or even one suffer, that the suffering is not wasted, or in worthwhile doing something. Or that kind of mental, or especially Buddhisattva is for benefit of all purpose of benefit of sentient beings. So therefore, on that mind is writing your life. Chengjub simje tashene, yonga gun seve, chengjub simje tashene. Means that kind of, when you go to somewhere by ancient time, now you can have car. In the ancient time, horse is the best thing. You relax, and somebody is carrying it far away, where you decide to go quickly. Or that is da, means horse. Passionate means riding horse. Same way, you are riding on your good mind, with the beneficial to all these kind of buddhicitta. Like, that is the mind will max any happy to do. Anything to able to do. So, Chengjub Semke Tashune. Then having writing that, then Devara Dwalas. With that to go from happy place to another happy place, of course, who want to lazy? You should be eager to do. Okay, that is the Chengjub Semke Tashune. Then there were dwellers going to from one happy to another happy place. On semshi sushi jilu jurus. That is the semshi, the one knowing. One who knows these skillful ones who want to lazy jilu tired feeling. Tireless feeling should have, or joyful feeling should have, or when a mystery is suffering a problem, that's worthwhile thinking like that way. Okay, that is the here saying. Then there were all the same sushi gilu gurus.
那么总结上面所讲的那几点啊，所以就是讲说我们不要懒散啊，不要怠惰，要很积极精进的去学菩萨的发心以及他们的行为，那么不要有任何的借口。这个接下来就讲到第三十颂，这里面就谈到了，就是我们会有这一些对不起，在这个修行的过程里面会有这些疲倦，会有这些辛苦或是挫折等等这些感觉，但是呢，如果我们发了菩提心，我们主要的用意发心是为了去利益众生，让他们得到终极的这个解脱的话，那么这样子的一种发心呢，它会使得我们那一些疲倦辛苦等等这些感觉啊被去除掉，被取代掉。那么换句话讲，就照像这个三十颂的第一行里面所说的，我们如果时常或者说时时刻刻骑乘着这个菩提心的这个马，就是这个像，就是像菩提心一样的这样子的这种马，那么我们时时刻刻是在为利益众生，是在为这个解除众生的这种轮回之苦的这样子的一种发心。那么如果是能够这样子的话，那么我们所到之处啊，我们从一个快乐的地方到另外一个地方必然也是快乐的。好，那么所以呢，如果能够时时刻刻的发菩提心，那么我们就能够得到永久无限的快乐。那么在这样子的情况之下，谁还要懒散呢？对不对？因为你如果懒散的话，给自己带来的是辛苦，是这个造业等等这些不好的结果。但是如果我们发心发菩提心去利益众生，那么开始很积极的去做练习，那么这个时候我们只会享受到快乐啊，无限的快乐。所以在这种情况之下，就不要懒散。
哎呀 ，OK， now so far, other than talking, Shantideva talking here is the, when you developing enthusiastic, this kind of special enthusiastic has the gajem is the negative side of the, hindrance.Side is the, these three types of laziness. How to each of time get rid of those laziness, that is the first, okay, that is gajem, you see. Or the condition of the negative side is these three laziness have to get rid of. That is each of them much, much detailed how to.Remove the laziness. Then, tingyam is a necessary or the support or condition, positive side of the necessary conditions or develop. That is then, from here, positive side of the power or to build or develop. Or that is the, niba sunjuitang, shishin, whatever.Niva Sundu Jitopewa. Sundu Jitopewa is the power of the diligent or power of the enthusiastic should be increased. What? Increasing. How you fail, miss, or how do you or develop, increase. What? That is from here on talking.
那么在这个之前呢，我们看到吉天菩萨在这一章里面谈到的内容是三种这个懒散怠惰的状况，那么另外呢是如何能够对治或去除这三种懒散怠惰的这个状况的这些详细的内容。那么接下来从第三十一颂以后，我们就开始要讨论到是如何能够发起升起这种精进的心，能够 用一个比较积极的态度来修行，这是接下来要讨论的。
哎呀 so therefore in this power of the or strength of the enthusiastic to increase that has then here topic first three topics on the tunjuji tunje top pewas so first the necessary or condition of the top means power to increase power they would lay later four types of powers or that will introduce that will how to increase those power so tunjuji tunja top pewas one then tambata shishin ji jeppa nyamso allawa thuru chawa second one is tamba mindfulness and shishin some kind of introspection or special kind of mindful and introspection what is right what is do what is doing what is attempting to at the checking mental spy or something like that mindfulness, those mental spy or something, those things to that kind of activity, nyamsu lang should be or seriously practiced. So nyamsu lang pur chawa voluntarily or spontaneously should be doing that. That is the second topic. And third topic is chupa duba la deni wang du chawa. This great Bodhisattva's activity did to accomplish that in order to accomplish oneself in completely under the power by those oneself able to full control. That is the third explanation. So therefore, those three topics will coming subsequently. Okay.
那接下来的几颂啊，要谈到这个如何升起啊，这个精进的这个心。那么这里面谈到了几种的力量啊，第一个在三十一颂里面要谈到的，这个它是升起你的精进心的必要条件是什么？那么第二个呢是在三十二颂里面谈到的，就是我们怎么样的能够很专心的。很这个集中自己的心力去做这个或者说去学习这个佛法。那么第三个呢是人如何能够完全控制自己的心，把自己的这个心念能够控制住，不让它散逸。那么这个是接下来啊要讲的内容。
OK。So then from those three, first one is the four types of powers, is powers and first to develop the power. And then power is the power of strength. That is the, to explain this here, Shantideva was explained, first briefly explanation, then some details more, each one by one, detail explaining. So therefore, first, what are those powers, strength? There are four strengths introduced. Or that is the, so therefore, this has the, there's two things. By identifying those strengths, or four strengths, by identifying that way, just a short brief, short explanation, then a detailed explanation. Okay. And then, brief explanation is the, just count, name the verse 31. Verse 31. Simje tunduk chachi dang, mede ga dang, torowai, meba dunga jikpa dang, teye panyu, Anyway, that is the first verse is the mainly talking. Especially the four of them is the 심제 춘춥 차지 탕 메데 가당 토로와이 세디스 first two lines are mainly any the name given those four things. Now what is what are those things any or the first was called the power of strength of the and then aspiration. Nirba means aspiration. Nirba top is power of aspiration. And then also next one power of the tempa means firm or stability or that kind of firmness, kind of that is gawa. Or that is the firmness, the dance, tempa means firmness, confidence, or some very, very stability showing. That is the power of that, second, tempa. And the gadang means gawa means the, and also the gawa, when you, all the time when you're doing those things, special kind of mental joy. If you are not happy, then you will lose. So therefore always have joy or honor. That is the mental joy issue. That is power of joy is the third. And then power of thorwa. Thorwa means casting away or drop or stopping. Thorwa means throw away or that means or then that would explain. Thorwa means when you do certain things, sometimes if you have some very, very tired or some kind of difficult situation, then you can pull a little while, stop, cast away, prevent and relax. Then when you get the energy, then it goes back. So thoro means for the little while to go away. Okay. That maybe we like that one. Okay. Anyway, those three four things in the power of those four things. Explain, okay? So, briefly.
那么在第三十一颂里面就谈到升起这个精进的心啊，它的四种动力或者四个主要的来源。那在这里面呢，用的方法是第一个先提出这四种力量的这个名称，那第二个是做比较深入的解释，他的方法是这样的。那么在这个里面呢，先提出这四种力量它的名称。第一个是所谓的这种这个叫 aspiration 啊，一种信心信乐心啊，这是第一个。第二个力量呢是这种坚定或是稳固的这一种信心。那么第三个呢是在精神上面的一种很愉快的状态。第四个呢是一种就是我们在修行的过程里面偶尔会感到疲倦等等，这些我们去休息或者我们去暂时把它放开的这样子的一种这个力量。所以这是基本上就是这四种不同的力量的名称，那么接下来会讲到它的详细的内容。
Okay, so then, among the four lines, first two lines mainly name given, and then first one among those four, first one nirba means aspiration. Where a separation will arise is, or the a separation is some kind of dumba or desire or willingness to do something, or that kind of a separation, or the liking to do that kind of thing, likingness. So that is the how they can get. Or this kind of a separation. So that is the here, say, briefly, Mewa dungan jikpa tang te panyu sampe je. Oda, this mewa is the, or this the aspiration is the, power of aspiration will be, the dungan jikpa tang. Oda, fear of the various kind of misery, suffering, if you don't do this, and then it will be consequences, thinking many, many negative aspects of those things. And then all positive things, if you do this, and then this will be bring these, this and this, great beneficial things. Two of these, benefit and the negative, defect. All these two, clearly, when you are thinking, then finally, you want to do that, right? Yeah? For example, business and the people do is the first, what is the business itself? Then, what is the effect? Oh, great, great, and then making a lot of money, making a lot of desirable things, making a benefit, you think. And there is some kind of opposing negative things, that things to avoid things. So these things in the possible when you see, then you have aspiration. Really you want to do that. Or then you determination or special kind of desire or special kind of task on that. So therefore, this is the first you understanding this negative and positive situation. Or then this desire will not rise. Okay?
那么第一个要谈的就是说这个信乐心它是怎么样产生的，这里又我们又可以从两个方面去思考。第一个方面呢，就是说如果我们不做这个事情的话，它会产生什么样的负面的结果，也就是说如果我们不去修行，不去积极的练习的话，它会有什么样的不好的结果，这是第一个层面。第二个层面就是说，如果我们反过来很积极的去练习，那它会产生什么样的效果啊？什么样的这个结果？从这个层面去想，所以这是两个层面去分析信乐心是怎么来的。那么这里举了一个例子，就是说做生意，假设我们以做生意这个事情来想的话，那么我们先要去想，如果我不去做这个生意的话，它会有什么样的效果，有什么样的负面的效果。那第二个是，如果我现在很努力很积极的去做这个事情，做这个生意，它会产生什么样的正面的结果。所以从这两个方面去分析的话，那么我们就会产生对这个做生意的一种信心，跟着一种这种这个愿意去做它的这个心啊，这个是信乐心是怎么来的一个分析的方法。
So therefore, in this brief explanation has the, all this, and also, tetara means, tetara means, you chow pang the, mertang ngacha, gadang to, to le ongyu top jin, tundu peshe, babar chas. All that is still in the brief explanation showing, thus, one should be on, Mindu chow palms, Mindu choms, opposing the negative side is the laziness, etc. Having abandoned that laziness, and then negatively, and positively, these four powers, producing these four powers, and then with that, or the mindfulness, and or shishin, mental introspections through these, then, lang tor, su lang cha, means, taking things to practice, into practice. Tor means things to abandon, to get rid of. This is a lang tor. Su lang cha, means, spontaneous. Voluntary way, joyful way, or should be this, what things need to be cast away, and here made laziness, etc. Or lung is to or practicing positively. So that is a long-term, full lāṅvātāṁ. Or then, losing what you was, and for doing those things, your body, your mind, completely all controlled by the power of this mind. Our mind, the body says, I'm tired, I don't want to do that. Or something like laziness at the time. You have to power in there. Or lose body and the mind to full control. Or doing that way, then you do this. That is the losing want to do a top keys by these powers. Or connection with this, and then it's going to connect. Or the enthusiastic is higher than it will be, or increased. In that way, increase. Otherwise, the enthusiasm will not increase by itself. Okay? Or like that way. So, effort.
Okay? 那么接下来讲的就是说，好，我们如果是从两方面去思考的话，刚才讲的那两个方面，一个是负面的，啊，我们如果不去除这个 lazy， 不去除怠惰，不去除懒惰，那么它会造成什么样的一个负面的结果？第二个方面是，如果我们从积极的正面的这个角度去想，然后那么我们接下来用很积极努力的态度去学习佛法，它又会产生什么样哪一些正面的结果啊？比如说让我们的身体这个心灵都能够完全的被自己所掌控等这些正面的效果，从这两个角度去思考的话，那么就会增加我们的这个信心，然后对于我们接下来积极这个练习佛法的这样子的一个信心呢，就会有很大的帮助。
Okay, so therefore, and this is the later will show also, tempam is firmness. When it's showing you utilize firmness, some kind of special kind of confidence oneself, the strong confidence or to doing those things, to kind of proud of that. Doesn't mean proud or usually deluded to proud, but it is proud to do certain kind of meritorious virtues. You are then very, very comfortable and very, very joyful. That kind of ngācā or pride, or sometimes word like that way. This pride is like that way. That is tempa, means firm, same thing. Okay, that's show you. Okay. Then, Yiba, then that is a brief explanation. Now, detailed explanation, these four things detailedly now, following the verses, will explain each one by one, or more detail, how develop those. And first, Nirvā or aspiration. Then the second, Tempa, firm, or Kawa Atasura, this only. Or finally, Jukduwa means conclusion. So therefore, all of these will explain. So first one is the on aspiration, Tangbola Shis. Or Tangbo, the first the explaining aspiration, and then here say, then, Nirva, you. First, Nirva aspiration to what? Or some kind of object of the aspiration, first show. then result of, maybe a devu message, result of a separation would come. Also explaining then, maybe you miss, what are the cause of a separation. And then conclusion, yukduvams, conclusion. So those four topics will follow. Okay?
刚才最后我还是讲到一点，就是说，那么经由这两方面去思考，那么让我们最后对于学习佛法或者精进的学习佛法，那么产生信心，产生这个所谓的慢心。那这个慢心呢，不是我们一般世俗受到这个错误知见的影响而产生那种骄傲的心，而是一种对于学佛它可以达到什么样的结果充满自信的这样子的一种信念啊，所以就可以有这样子的一个结果，一个正面的效果。所以接下来就要从这个四个不同的力量去分别的解释。那么它解释的方法又分为三个步骤。第一个步骤呢，比如说我们谈到第一个信乐心，那么是先去思考这个信乐心它的结果，就它我们对谁对什么产生信乐心。那么第二个呢，第二个步骤是对于这个信乐心它的为什么我们会产生它，也就是讲说产生信乐心的原因。第三个呢，就是根据上面的这个结果跟原因的讨论来达成一个结论。这个是在底下的这四颂啊所采取的一个分析的方法。
Okay, so then the from that the first a separation has the those the three things topics, first the object. So therefore, object is the maybe you means object. Object is the what area you have to develop aspiration, the object. The area is the here says in it, nyeba thoruwa, yunde lemba. This has also, within that also, three topics will share, explain. And object. Nyeba Thoruwa means aspiration to cast away Thoru means, or get rid of, or cast away all the forms. Nyeba means negative, karma, delusion, etc. All these to special aspiration to all the getting rid of those things, one. And yundai lembam, so all kind of good, positive things to happen to sentient beings, etc. So many Buddhist activities to lembam, taking so kind of all aspiration for these positive things to get. All that is one. Then also third is the object is the chebada majeba namdangla takwa examine what did I do, what I didn't do. Or sometimes you have very, very sad, upset, I should have done this, I didn't do. I should be doing this, I didn't do. All this kind of majeba, not done. Cheba means the something what you have done, is the what did you do? And then that is also takwa. Maybe we done not good one, bad thing we done. What's supposed to be done, not done. Okay, this is examining to pass it, and that way area. And then from now on, I don't want to do this. So far, sorry, and then like that kind of attitude to takwa, examining. So those are the object of the aspiration. Okay? That will slowly explain here now.
那么第一个就回到刚才那三个步骤啊，第一个步骤我们要去思考这个 aspiration, 这个信乐心的他的一个他的目标。那就是说在哪一些范围里面我们要升起这个信乐心，这里面又分为三部分。第一部分呢，是我们要去除过去所有的这一些这些所做的这些恶行恶因，所谓的过患。那么第二个呢，是如果我们去学习精进的去学习这个佛法，那么它会对众生产生什么样的结果。还有第三个呢，是去检讨，就是说在过去这一些时日里面，我们哪一些事情我们已经做了，哪一些我们还没有去做，那么哪一些练习我们做的还不够，或者说哪一些事情我们做的太多啊等等。从这个自己过去的这一些所作所为去做检讨。所以整体来讲，这个 object 就是这个结果，它是包含了三个部分。
哎呀，等等，那 so therefore now to aspiration for the to throw away or cast away, abandoning the all the faults, that is the, in order to explain that is the, I think verse then, 33 and 34 made explaining these things, so that is the saying, Da dang xian ji nye ba ni, bang me da ji xiong cha de, kang zu nye ba re lang, ga ba jiang zu se chu ba. That is the first line, 33. Nye se zun ba te yin ni cha yang da la man tong na, dung a bak zu me ba ne, da gu ji si ying ma ge. That is the 34. So these three, those two shlokas explaining. Now, the first one, there are measureless faults, evil, negative, delusion, and all these sinful actions, etc., all to belonging to oneself, to other sentient beings, and this kind of all these nyeba faults have to the should be exhaustion of complete removal of that. In order to do this, of course, even to remove one negative things, like attachment or something, hatred or something, each of them nyeba or false, and each of them even to remove, even sometimes even it takes a long time. Kaba jangzu means eons, maybe sometimes take Buddhisattva, three countless eons in Buddha, in achieve Buddhahood, enlightenment, taking so long. Why? Because all that kind of the nyeba, all like that way. So therefore, here says, Dadang shenji nyeba is myself and others false. Bang me. Measureless of those dark shom chatis should be restored by me. But that is kangdo nyeba relang kaba chanzo sejruvas. But each of those falls, in order to completely removal, or the eons, ocean of eons, even you check sometimes kaba chanzo sejruvas. But that is the situation, but nyesa zomba te ni. Next verse, chayang dala mandonas. What that mainly has, that kind of exhaustion of the, in order to getting rid of completely that, doing that is the chayang daga mandala, even I have little similar things, even I haven't done. All this should be cast, all this, for this long, long time, the effort in the taking. But that kind of effort, I don't see for me, nothing there, even little, small even things. You said, Zomba Tini, Chayang Dari Mandona, even I didn't see those for myself. So, therefore, Dunga Pakto Mevane, Dago Chi Ying Magas. So, therefore, now I, on in one step, thinking, the all kind of cause of misery, suffering, or measureless of these, and or even sentient beings, all of these have remain on these. So therefore, Dago Chi Si Ying Ma Gai Su. How in, if you think of those things, how not my break in my heart? That is what you say. I break my heart. That means completely. When you think of those things, it should be done. In each of those checks, such and such effort, such and such long time, all these kind of things have, when you to see oneself, there's nothing much have done. So therefore, I that is the yin magam, or breaking. Why not breaking my heart? It should be breaking your heart. Or maybe my heart is so hard, like iron or stone. Okay, that kind of expression, that way, on aspiration.
那现在就讲到这个第一个，就是说要去除所有的过患，这个是在第33跟34两颂里面讨论的内容。那第33这一颂里面讲到，就是说我们要尽自己的力量去除或者尽除包括自己以及其他的人、其他的众生所有的这些无尽的这些过患。 那么要就是要靠自己的力量来把它尽除，尽管呢，可能在这个过程里面我们会需要花费非常多的时间，可能几节的时间，那么但是不论如何，我们都要尽力的或者这个督促自己去把这个包括自己的以及包括所有众生的这些过去的这些祸患。 都要把它尽除掉。那么第34颂里面讲，就是说，如果是这样子的话，那么不论是我自己或者是众生之间，他们要是仍然保存了一丝的这种过患没有被尽除的话，那么都应该要让自己觉得很伤心、很难过，因为我还没有真正的尽力去。 把过去的这些过患除掉，那这个34颂的第3行这个英文的这个翻译啊，这个地方跟格西刚才讲的是有出入的，啊，这个就说这个英文的句子跟格西讲的是有出入的，所以在这个地方主要的就是说，我们应该要极尽自己的努力，那么升起这样子的一种信乐心，要帮助。 自己帮助众生把过去的这些祸患，所有的祸患，通通都要去除。
Okay, I think we will stop there. I hope not breaking our heart.
我们今天早上就到这里结束，希望不要伤各位的心。